Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek. So if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled Gilbert Farmers Market Grows and Thrives. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, July 11, 2025, and written by Judy Kernan, Tribune contributor. It's a Saturday, and farmers, artists, food truck vendors, and business owners from across Arizona rise before dawn, some hitting the road as early as 4 a.m., loading their vehicles with fresh produce, culinary creations, and handmade goods. They make their way to the bustling weekend farmers markets scattered throughout the valley to unpack and set up their booths by 7 or 8 a.m., ready to welcome the steady stream of market goers looking to shop, taste, and explore local vendors. Some of them head to downtown Gilbert, where the people are wrapping up breakfast at beloved hot spots like Liberty Market, Snooze AM Eatery, and the Gilbert House to make their way to the Gilbert Farmers Market, nestled beside the historic Gilbert Water Tower. By 10 a.m., cars are tightly lined up, bumper to bumper, and parked along Page Avenue and Ash Street as the early market goers secure coveted parking spots adjacent to the bustling market. A sign marks the market's entrance, quote, "Welcome to Gilbert's Farmers Market, open every Saturday, buy local, year-round," end quote. Immediately, the air is rich with an enticing blend of aromas from numerous food vendors throughout the market. The smoky smell of sizzling breakfast burritos and grilled meats mingles with roasted coffee's warm and spiced notes. Nearby, the crisp scent of farm-fresh fruits and vegetables introduces a refreshing contrast, blending with the subtle sweetness of baked goods in each booth. Vendors have colorful banners and displays for organic produce, artisanal goods, or handmade crafts. The lively hum of conversations greets visitors who gather around vendor booths, sampling and discovering local foods. The upbeat strumming of live music drifts through the air, complemented by the chatter and laughter. The Gilbert Farmers Market hosts over 100 vendors year-round, bringing together farmers and business owners across Arizona. One of them is Derek Anderson, who represents Mortimer Farms at the Gilbert and Sedona Farmers Markets. Based in Dewey, Mortimer Farms is a working farm and ranch that hosts a variety of events and operates an on-site market and deli. Anderson said the farm sells Angus beef, goat, lamb, pig, and pork, and, quote, "four different meat pies, chicken pot pies, shepherd's, turkey, and beef," end quote, year-round. "We've got a 323-acre farm in Dewey, and we also have a massive ranch out there, too, and it's where it comes from," Anderson added. He noted that Mortimer Farms also produces and sells jars of salsa and chips, in addition to the year-round stock, all made at the farm's windmill kitchen. Anderson follows a weekly schedule that consists of early mornings on the farm and long days, often stretching 12 to 13 hours, to prepare and ensure everything is ready for market day. "During the week, I'll come in one day into the farm to prep for the weekend markets, and that's when I'll go through the trucks and go make sure we got everything stocked," Anderson said. "So when it's time to go out on the weekend, we've got everything stocked and ready to go." Every Saturday, he wakes up at 2:30 a.m. to prepare for the day ahead. By 3:30 a.m., he's at the farm loading the truck with fresh products, and by 4:15 a.m., he's on the road ensuring the farm's goods and produce make it to the market. Anderson says the most rewarding aspect as a farmer traveling to the market is the excitement and support he finds there. "People really enjoy coming here and being healthy and having their food farm to table, and that's what they get here," he said. "It's great to see them excited about it." Another market merchant is Denise Alvarez, the owner of Click Bloom, a pop-up specializing in handcrafted gifts and art inspired by local landmarks. Alvarez designs unique designs and items representing Arizona cities such as Gilbert, Chandler, Tempe, Scottsdale, and more, including watercolor maps, keychains, stickers, and enamel pins. In addition, she uses her 125-year-old printing press to print desert-themed note cards and handcraft polymer clay jewelry. People really like our handmade items, like our earrings and letterpress. We print note cards on a 125-year-old printing press in our garage, and I think that maybe with the introduction of AI, people are really liking it now, Alvarez said. I feel like human-made items have increased in value. People want a human connection, something that they know that human hands have touched to make, and that comes through mostly with our letterpress and our earrings. Alvarez and her family participate every weekend in Gilbert Farmers Market and Uptown Farmers Market in Phoenix. Click Bloom can also be found in stores across the valley, including Changing Hands, The Mercantile, and Studio 223. Click Bloom's story began in 2020 when Alvarez was inspired to create an enamel pin of the Gilbert Water Tower. We started because I wanted an enamel pin of the Gilbert Water Tower. I loved the Gilbert Water Tower. It's really close to our home, Alvarez said. Weeks after listing the water tower pin online, Alvarez said Town of Gilbert officials contacted me and asked me to make them for their centennial and for their employees too. I thought that Gilbert puts extra effort into making sure that there's a lot of town pride, she said. So when they did reach out, it felt like something that they would do. It was very in character that they would want their employees to have like a little water tower pin on their lanyard. In February 2020, Alvarez and her family first joined the markets at Agritopia Farm Nights with a tiny table comprised of a handful of enamel pins, art prints, and a downtown Gilbert watercolor map. After 5 weeks of participating in Farm Nights, the pandemic hit. Click Bloom didn't rejoin markets until the following summer when they joined the Gilbert Farmers Market and haven't missed a weekend since. Since joining the Gilbert Market in the summer of 2021, we have done virtually every Saturday, Alvarez said. Starting at Agritopia Farm Nights with a table the size of a kitchen tile, Alvarez's pop-up shop bloomed. Alvarez and her partner constructed a two-part stand for their booth when they entered the Gilbert Farmers Market. As Alvarez added new items, she realized they were running out of space. Today, Click Bloom's booth features three table stands, a pop-up tent, banners, a storefront sign, and a water bowl for dogs. Alvarez says, "The one big goal for Click Bloom now is to grow the business enough to take some summer months off. With Phoenix temperatures exceeding 100 degrees on most summer days, running booths can become a grueling experience. We want to support the market. We want the market to stay open. We want the market to thrive for everybody year round. But summers have gotten so hard. Maybe one day our website will take off and we won't have to do markets like June through August," she said. Alvarez recommends that market goers ask vendors for their recommendations. If you're shopping at a vendor, ask them what they would recommend. Everybody has their favorite things. Market food is so good, you kind of can't go wrong with the food. But ask the vendors, what's your favorite thing here as a market? Or, which booth should I visit next? End of story. Our next article is entitled Dog Hoarding Case in Chandler Delayed Again. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, July 13, 2025, and written by Ken Sane. The Chandler court case against the woman accused of abusing dozens of special needs dogs in and her own mother has been delayed again. The trial of April McLaughlin, a.k.a. Sydney McKinley et al., was scheduled to start on July 15th. However, McLaughlin's attorney, Richard Bishop, on July 3rd filed a motion to continue the case, and the judge overseeing it set a new date of September 3rd. It appears McLaughlin and her attorney and prosecutors are close to a settlement. Quote, "The parties continue to work toward a resolution and would like to schedule a settlement conference," end quote, Bishop wrote in his motion. Quote, "Depending on the outcome of negotiations, the parties request time to complete witness interviews and any other trial preparations. If this case is to proceed to trial, 60 days may not be adequate due to the voluminous nature of this case. However, at that point, the parties would be in a better position to set a more realistic date," end quote. Prosecutors had asked for Maricopa County Superior Court to consider this a complex capital case. That means both sides have agreed to forego the normal time limits. Quote, this case involves one defendant with 24 separate charges spanning 9 different date ranges, end quote, County Attorney Rachel Mitchell wrote in a February 2024 motion asking for the complex/capital case designation. Quote, there are over 60 witnesses in the case to include 9 expert witnesses. The case currently involves a significant amount of discovery. There are hundreds of photos, months of veterinary medical records, a large amount of reports, supplements, and a large amount of officer body-worn camera that will need to be disclosed and reviewed, end quote. Prosecutors say that many of the witnesses live out of state, which would require coordination and added to the complexity of this case. McLaughlin's arrest on September 22, 2023 made national news. Animal shelters that specialized in special needs dogs began expressing concerns about her shelter on social media in the weeks prior to her arrest. Chandler police visited the house multiple times before they arrested her. McLaughlin ran what she called the Special Needs Animal Welfare League, SNAWL. However, she did so out of the 2-bedroom, 1-bath house she shared with her mother. Police found 55 dogs living in that house and another 5 dog bodies frozen in the freezer. They described conditions such as urine and feces on the floor, a lack of water in bowls, and dogs being left in a hot garage during the Arizona summer months with no air conditioning. Many dog cages were stacked on top of each other, meaning when a dog on top urinated, that would often fall onto the dogs below. The Arizona Humane Society took possession of the 55 dogs and began treating them immediately. 5 of those dogs could not be saved and were euthanized. McLaughlin appealed to have her original 13 dogs returned to her. That appeal was denied. The Arizona Humane Society returned some of the dogs to the original shelters they were at before they were sent to SNAWL. Both Chandler and now the state of Arizona have changed animal abuse laws as a result of the case. McLaughlin is also accused of stealing $160,000 from her mother's bank account and soliciting $47,000 under false pretenses. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we are focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. My name is Leslie Hunt and I'm your volunteer reader. Continuing on, our next article is entitled Gilbert Charter Buys Queen Creek Parcel for $3.25 million. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune July 8, 2025. No author is listed. Gilbert-based Santan Charter School took a big step toward building a campus in Queen Creek by buying 5.46 acres for $3.25 million. The school's Signal Butte campus will be located on Signal Butter Road near East Germain Road, according to commercial real estate tracker Vizda.com, which listed the seller as Jason Barney of Barney Farms, LLC. The acquisition brought the school's total debt with BOK Financial Corp to $40.6 million, according to Vizda. Santan Charter School is a K-12 tuition-free charter with 2 campuses in Gilbert. Its Power Campus serves grades 7 through 12, while its Wrecker Campus includes a private Montessori preschool and a K-12 tuition-free Montessori program in addition to K-12 gifted and mainstream classrooms serving grades pre-K through 12. The school previously indicated its Signal Butte campus will include a private Montessori preschool in addition to K-6 gifted, mainstream, and Montessori classrooms serving grades pre-K through 6. Its website indicates the Queen Creek School will open in July 2026. Quote, the school culture is welcoming and peaceful with a love and logic approach to classroom management that is focused on building mutually respectful relationships and communicating with respect and kindness, end quote, the school said. Quote, with an intentional whole child approach to education and learning, the school focuses on education with a purpose, which means the teachers encourage their students' love of learning through purposeful and meaningful work at each student's cutting edge of learning, which enables students to develop critical thinking skills, confidence, and independence, end quote. Santan Charter School boasts, quote, a championship athletic experience, end quote, to grades 5 through 12 with recess as well as physical education for grades K through 6, quote, as well as many other specials and electives daily, end quote. Those electives include art, music, outdoor environment, dance, strength training, weights and drama, and others. Quote, Santan Charter School is focused on maximizing each student's intellectual and social emotional development, end quote. It adds, stating it offers an inclusive gifted program for K through 12 students, honors / AP classes, concurrent / dual enrollment classes, and career and technical education in culinary arts. For more information, you can go to santancharterschool.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled, Casino's Bingo Hall Doesn't Worry Chandler Legion Post. This was posted in the Santan Sun News, July 13, 2025, and written by Ken Sane. Denise Paff, the general manager at Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Santan Mountain location, said there's not a lot of places to play bingo in the South Chandler area, at least for now. The casino plans to start offering bingo starting on August 29th. There's definitely a need for bingo in the Southeast Valley, Paff said. None of the other casinos have one nearby, and with the demographic that's out here and being residential, it's just offering another entertainment opportunity for people that are in the area. The casino plans to offer two bingo sessions per day at noon and 6:30 p.m. There will also be a mini session at 5:30 p.m. And on Saturday nights, they will over bad, B-A-D, bingo for younger adults. It's like a party scene at bingo, Faff said. There's a DJ, there's a dance floor, they do line dancing contests, there's glow sticks, there's cash prizes. Faff said that bingo coming to the casino probably won't hurt any private clubs that raise money through their weekly bingo events. At least one bingo manager agrees. They used to have bingo at Lone Butte. It never impacted us, said Tim Harvey, who runs the bingo event at the American Legion Post 91 in Chandler. He said the post offers bingo events twice a week and all the money raised goes to support its charitable endeavors. One of his most loyal players also says she doesn't think the casino offering bingo will impact private clubs. You get the same people here all the time, said Tracy Loomis. You meet a lot of new people, and then they become your family. Loomis said she is part of the Southside crew, which are regulars at the Post's bingo events. She said the casino offering bingo is a great idea. People love bingo. Loomis said she wouldn't go to BAD bingo. That's more for the younger crowd. Faff said the casino is already attracting many younger adults. We do get a younger demo here, kind of later in the evening on weekends, Faff said. I think it will be very, very popular drawing that 20s, 30s group for late night entertainment. By late night, she means late. BAD bingo will start at 11:30 p.m., Faff said. They'll start out just doing it on Saturday nights, but if there's enough demand, they will consider expanding it to Fridays as well. Why is bingo a good addition to the casino? Bingo is something you can come and do, buy in for minimal amount of money and have 2-3 hours of entertainment, Faff said. For those players that want an experience but they're not wanting to gamble money as quick as maybe table games and slot machines, this is a good opportunity for them to have some fun on more of a budget. End of story. Our next article is entitled, Queen Creek Police Issue Sex Offender Notification. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, July 14, 2025. No author is listed. The Queen Creek Police Department has issued a Level 3 Sex Offender Notification. QCPD reports that Rodney Martinez, 67, is residing at 20837 East Munoz Street. On February 8, 1985, Martinez was convicted of sexual assault. The victim was not known to him, according to the alert issued by QCPD. In an Arizona risk assessment completed by QCPD, Martinez was determined to be a level 3 risk to the community, the highest risk for reoffending. Martinez is described as white, 5 feet, 8 inches tall, 185 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes. Quote, in accordance with the Arizona state law, QCPD has elected to disseminate that the listed individual has established residence in the town of Queen Creek. This information is made available for the purpose of notifying the public in compliance with Arizona state law. Anyone who uses this information to commit a criminal act against another person is subject to criminal prosecution, end quote, the notification continued. Additional information is available at https://www.queencreekaz.gov/QCPD, or you can call 480-358-3500. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Police Offer Drivers Back to School Advice. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent on July 14, 2025. No author is listed. Schools in the Queen Creek Independent School District reopen in a week, and the police department is asking drivers to be alert. As families gear up for the return to school, drivers can expect more activity around campuses and school zones. The Queen Creek Police Department will be out in the community to help ensure a safe and smooth start to the new school year, the department stated in a Facebook post. Here's what to expect. Increased traffic, so plan ahead and be patient. School zone speed limits will be in effect. Stop for school buses with flashing lights or extended stop signs. Watch for crosswalks and people walking or biking. Classes start on Monday, July 21st. QCPD and QCUSD are community partners, and this year the department is implementing the Drug Impairment Training for Education Professionals program for district teachers and staff. The program teaches a systematic approach for recognizing and evaluating students in school who may be abusing and impaired by legal and illegal drugs. The program also provides intervention tools. The program is funded through a grant from the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. End of story. Our next article is entitled Dog Training Facility Requests Permit from Queen Creek Council. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent, July 14, 2025, and written by Janet Pettis. A dog training and events business near Hawes Road and Superstition Drive is going before the Queen Creek Town Council on Wednesday to try to receive final approval for a conditional use permit. The council will also be holding a public hearing on the issue. The owners of D&D Mini Ranch Trial and Livestock, 2026 East Superstition Drive, are asking for a conditional use permit after the town's code compliance, a division, received an anonymous complaint earlier this year about the number of animals being kept on the property, dust, and animal waste odor, according to a staff report. The nearly 5-acre property owned by Dan and Diane Sanderson contains a single-family residence, accessory structures, and agricultural pens. The business offers management, breeding, and daily training of stock dogs and St. Croix sheep, as well as stock dog training events. It also hosts dog herding trials. In June, the Queen Creek Planning and Zoning Commission voted to recommend the town council approve the conditional use permit. Dan Sanderson told the commissioners when they purchased the property, their real estate agent told them the land was zoned to allow their businesses. The site is zoned rural-residential. Eric Swanson, planning administrator for the town, told the commission the Sandersons immediately began work to get the permit as soon as they were informed. A permit would allow the agricultural-based stock dog training and event operation to continue managing, breeding, and training of stock dogs and sheep, as well as hosting stock dog herding trials. Since receiving the complaint, the Sandersons have not held any events at the site. The stock dog event period starts in November and ends in March and includes up to 6 competitions lasting from 1 to 3 days, with between 20 and 40 people attending. Some of the Sandersons' neighbors voiced support for the project during the commission meeting. The greatest majority of the people in our neighborhood support this. I think it's a great thing for our town. I think it's a great thing for our neighborhood. I support it and asked you to do the same," neighbor Al Weiss said. Another neighbor said he has not had issues with D&D mini ranch trial and livestock, and that his young children enjoy watching events from over their fence. 80-something percent of the time, the wind in the area blows from west to east, and we're on the east, and we have never had any issues whatsoever with smell or dust or manure residue floating around, or nothing like that. I think they've got a great thing going, Trevor Forbes said. The Queen Creek Town Council meeting starts at 6:30 p.m., July 16th, at Community Chambers 20727 East Civic Parkway. End of story. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic, coming up next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Did you know, if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org/broadcast info and audio/on demand. You also can take Sun Sounds with you. You can get our stream and on demand on our new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android phones.